Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
And the Oscar goes to... The King's Speech, Ian Channing, Emile Sherman, and Derek Unwin, producers.
That's Steven Spielberg announcing the winner of Best Picture, The King's Speech, at last night's Academy Awards. They're always a gala event. There's the red carpet. There's the show that goes on too long. There's the host and all of the buzz around that. How did it go last night in California for the Academy Awards? Joining us to talk about the winners, Brian Gadawa. He's a Hollywood screenwriter, and he is author of the book Hollywood Worldviews, Watching Films with Wisdom and Discernment. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Let's talk about Best Picture. That's always the big one. King's Speech, what did you make of it?
Well, first of all, let's talk about just the general show and the hosts. Boring! It was one of the most boring hosted Oscars in history. So about the best movie... I was amazed. I mean, sometimes Hollywood does make the right decision. And King's Speech won. I think that most all the movies in the top in those of those 10 were really worthy contenders. And but I think that the King's Speech really did have a sort of grandeur about it that transcended The Social Network, which was I thought the other close in running, you know. And and of course, King's Speech also won Best Actor and Best Best Screenplay. So I think it was quite a good night for that movie.
What did you like about that movie best of all?
Well, I think there's a couple things about the movie. I think the movie operated as really, you know, how many times period piece movies are metaphors of the past, are metaphors for what's going on in the present. And I think that this movie operates as a powerful cultural metaphor for the need to stand up to evil, and which, of course, in our current day scenario is a different kind of evil than back then, but nonetheless, it's worldwide, global, Islamofascism that we have to fight. And the king's journey of overcoming his personal impediment was not just a metaphor, but was directly linked to the country's sort of moral strength to stand up to evil. And so I think that's what made it so much more transcendent than just a personal journey of the aristocracy trying to overcome something, you know.
Colin Firth has made a name for himself in romantic comedy. This was not one of them, although it did have its moments. What did you think about him as Best Actor?
Yeah, you know, he was phenomenal. I think that when you watch that movie, at least for me, there's always a couple films near the end of the year that I watch and I walk out going, I know exactly who's going to win something. King's Speech, you walk out of that movie, you go, I know Colin's going to win the Best Actor because he, you know, capturing this aristocratic nobleman who is cut off from the real world, you know, from the common man, and struggling with a speech impediment, he captured that so brilliantly that it was equivalent to walking out of The Fighter knowing for sure that Christian Bale was going to win the Best Supporting Actor. And I don't just say that after the fact. I was saying that before the Oscars. I was telling everybody, there's just no doubt Christian Bale is going to win and Colin Firth is going to win.
What about Best Actress Natalie Portman for Black Swan?
Yeah, Natalie Portman, I think, did an awesome job. I think she deserved it. I do believe this year, again, in the leading roles and in the supporting roles, as well as the best movies, they were all very worthy contenders. But I think that she probably deserved it. You know, I thought that Nicole Kidman was brilliant in Rabbit Hole, which was another sad, depressing film. It's funny how all so many of these movies are, you know, very Hollywood, not Hollywoodish in the sense of, you know, the fantasy movies with the happy endings, but the other side of Hollywood, the dark, depressing stories that they like to make because it sort of gives them a break from all their, you know, the big blockbusters. So Natalie Portman was in Black Swan, which was this depressing story about a woman struggling with her two inner natures, you know, the good side, the dark side and the light side of her nature, and it comes out in her, and she fights against it, which results in sort of self-immolating, you know, behaviors. And so she really did capture that well. Nicole Kidman did well as a parent who lost her child, struggling over that loss. Annette Bening was brilliant as a patriarchal lesbian in a relationship, as well as the other actresses. But yeah, she definitely deserved it, I thought.
Let's talk a little bit about the supporting actors. You mentioned before Christian Bale. I you know, just got to agree there. It's just tremendous to watch that guy on screen at any time. What about Best Supporting Actress, Melissa Leo? Again, same film, The Fighter.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I feel like, you know, I thought I personally wanted Amy Adams to win because she was brilliant in The Fighter. Favorite scene of the movie is her fight scene when she fights with the guy's sisters. But Melissa Leo, she was brilliant as the tough, hardcore mom who's also exploiting her own son, but she's also the trailer park trash, but with an attitude. But it's interesting that for your listeners, I would recommend seeing another movie that Melissa Leo was in this year that nobody heard about called Welcome to the Rileys. Stars James Gandolfini and Melissa Leo, and she actually, I thought she did maybe better in that movie than she did in The Fighter. And that was Welcome to the Rileys is a strong movie about grace and redemption. And if your listeners want to know more about it, I have a movie blog that I write about movies that I watch on HollywoodWorldviews.com. But yeah, I think Melissa deserved it. Haley Steinfeld in True Grit was she's a young new actress. I don't think she deserved to be up there. She was good, but she didn't deserve to be up there. Jackie Weaver, who starred in Animal Kingdom, she also starred as a sort of a matriarchal mother who controls her criminal sons, and she turns out to be kind of like a female godfather almost, you know. And she was also very brilliant. She would have deserved it as well, I thought. So, again, very, very worthy contenders.
The Social Network was, of course, nominated for everything. It ended up winning 2, original score and adapted screenplay writing. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that surprised me. I honestly thought, except I knew it was going to win for the best screenplay because it was so brilliantly written. I did not see a movie this year that had more quotable, brilliant lines that you'd like to see over and over again. And they played some of them on the Oscars, of course. So I did know that was going to win that, but I actually thought it was going to win Best Picture and many other things because it felt to me like it was so Hollywood. You know, it was all about chic nihilism. You know, Facebook is, of course, the hottest thing in the world right now. And, you know, it just kind of had all those elements of, you know, David Fincher, one of the hottest Hollywood directors, one of the hottest TV writers, Aaron Sorkin. You know, it just seemed to have that package that I thought would appeal to Hollywood. That's why it surprised me it didn't win. I thought it was going to win. So, but I'm glad. I'm glad King's Speech won instead. So, you know, I think what happened was, I don't know what happened. I don't know what Hollywood did not respond to it as well as I thought it was going to.
Toy Story 3 run Best Animated Feature Film. Was there any competition there, really?
Well, boy, you know, I think there was. And I think there were more animated features that should have been up there. Tangled was one of them. Despicable Me was actually one of the, you know, I thought this year in some ways, until December, like November, December, when a bunch of the movies came out at the end of the year, until November, December, my favorite movies of the year were all animated. Were Toy Story 3, it was Despicable Me, it was Tangled, and How to Train Your Dragon. So I think animated movies are actually starting to really be the finest storytelling. I think the reason why is because they really have to work on their stories to make sure they work perfectly. Maybe because of the nature of animation, they really have to work through them a lot better than some of these other studios do with their movies. So, yeah, I thought Toy Story 3 deserved it, but there was definitely plenty of competition.
Brian Godawa is a screenwriter in Southern California, author of the book Hollywood Worldviews, Watching Films with Wisdom and Discernment. We'll post a link to Brian's website under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, last day of February. It's called Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal. I highly recommend this book. It is written at the academic level, but it is as relevant to your everyday life as a layperson as any book could be. Natural Law. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or order Natural Law from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Terry Mattingly of Scripps Howard News Service about iPhone apps for the confession of sins. You've heard about this virtual confession, real confession. The church gets into the app business. Of course, the technology is always so tantalizing. Does it really do what it says it ought to do? We'll talk about iPhone apps for confession of sins with Terry Mattingly tomorrow on Issues Etc. Well, we entertain ourselves, but in the course of entertaining ourselves, we do want to reflect truth. In fact, we really must reflect truth. Our fallen state, our desperate need for redemption, the fact that no matter how great the story may be, no matter how profound the personal redemption of these stories may be, all pale in comparison with the real solution for our fallenness, provided by our Creator in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Greatest story ever. We'll never win an Oscar, but it still is the greatest story ever. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.